The study this month is on victims no more. And tonight's message is don't keep silent. And friend, maybe life has been tough for you. How many here know tonight that life gets tough sometimes? Maybe as a child you were told that you were a mistake. Maybe you were told that you were an accident going somewhere to happen. Maybe in a marriage relationship somebody verbally abused you. Maybe they told you that you'd never amount to anything. Maybe they told you that you'd always be poor. Maybe that person told you that you were a loser. And so you've thought about those words, that verbal abuse that was poured into your life, and you thought about it, you mulled it over, and it damaged your self-esteem. It made you feel so low that you could do a push-up under a penny. And so maybe you've dealt with verbal abuse in your life. Maybe here tonight you're dealing with other types of problems. Maybe it's with sickness in your body. Maybe it feels like you're always sick. Maybe you've had high blood pressure. Maybe you've had high sugar. Maybe you're dealing with cancer. Maybe tonight you're dealing with financial lack. It seems that you always have a bill. It's hard to put food in front of your family. Maybe tonight you're dealing with depression in your emotions, or maybe it's a broken relationship. Maybe you're dealing with one broken relationship after another broken relationship after another broken relationship. And so it seems tonight that you're always on the receiving end of some type of misfortune. It seems like something bad is always happening to you. So you've just put up your hands and you've succumbed to a victim mentality. What does a victim mentality say? A victim mentality says that, you know what? I'll always be on the receiving end of misfortune. I'll always be on the receiving end of something bad. But that's a lie that the devil is trying to speak into your mind. There's good news here tonight. There's good news. How many here like good news? You know, today is your, the good news is this, is that today is your breaking away day from the victim mindset. Today is the day where you have to start leaving that victim mentality where it belongs in the past. Leave it in the past. Today, start letting go of the victim mentality and start adopting the victor's mindset. What does the victor's mindset say? The victor's mindset says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. Say it with me today. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You know, the victor's mentality says that you are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. The victor's mentality says that in Jesus Christ, you can win. The victor's mentality says that that miracle that God has promised you, He will bring to pass in your life. Amen? You don't have to live with that victim mentality anymore, that you're thinking, man, I'm just going to end up being on the receiving end of bad things all my life. Away with that thinking and start thinking like God wants you to think. I am a victor in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Is that good news here tonight? You know, friends, yes, bad things sometimes happen to good people. Why? Because there's sin in the world. There's evil in the world. Other people's bad decisions affect us negatively. You know, we watched a movie the other night called The Shack. It's a good Christian movie with my parents and my wife. If you have the chance, watch The Shack. It's about a man who loses his little daughter to a kidnapper. And this kidnapper kills his daughter. He was a good man, he was a Christian man, but he was suffering something really bad. In the movie, he had to decide to pretty much let it go and forgive his offender. What does James write in James 1:17? Remember, bad things sometimes happen to good people, but there's good news. You know what the good news is? That good things also happen to good people. Good things happen to followers of Jesus Christ. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Something good is going to happen to you. Say it with me tonight. Something good can happen in my life in Jesus' name, because I serve a good God. Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that God is the author of good. James writes in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights. Think back to a good thing that happened in your life. Maybe it was a bus ticket that was gifted to you. You know what? That came from the hand of God. Maybe it was a healing in your body. That good thing came from the hand of God. Tonight, we have got to start adopting the victor's mentality. Say it with me tonight. Tonight, I am going to start adopting the victor's mentality. I can overcome by my faith in Jesus Christ, in God the Father. So tonight we're going to read about a man in the Bible who is fed up with being a victim of his situation and decided that he was going to start thinking as a victor. Mark chapter 10. We're going to go through it like verse by verse. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. It's about blind Bartimaeus. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. So he was begging. And he was a victim of physical infirmity. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." This man was blind. We'll find out later in this story, this account. Bartimaeus was blind. He was a victim of infirmity, of blindness. But then he heard that Jesus of Nazareth was in close proximity. It says this. What does it say? It says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. When you look at those words, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, what does this signify to you? It signifies to me that the fame of Jesus had spread, that he was the miracle-working God, that he was the healer, that Jesus had performed miracles in Israel. It signifies to me that Bartimaeus knew this about Jesus. Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was the miracle working God. Bartimaeus knew that Jesus was the healer, and this Jesus was in close proximity to him. So when he heard that Jesus was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." In other words, he was saying, "I need to see him. I need to have contact with him because Jesus is able to heal me of my blindness." And then in verse 38, what happens? Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. What a shame, right? Be quiet, Bartimaeus. Remain as a victim of infirmity. Remain as a victim of blindness. Just stay with that victim mentality. And you know what? Bartimaeus refused to be a victim of this bad situation, of this infirmity, of this blindness anymore. He was adopting the victor's mindset. He knew that he could overcome by his faith in Jesus Christ. So these people who were rebuking him were telling him pretty much, just remain a victim. And maybe that's something that somebody has done to you. Maybe somebody has told you, you know what, you'll always be a victim. Just remain a victim of that bad situation. It's not going to get any better for you. But that's a lie. Those words are inspired by the devil, who's a liar and the father of lies. It can get better for you. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Is that good news? And so they rebuked him. He shouted all the more. After they rebuked him, he shouted all the more. He became more energized and he said, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. What did Bartimaeus show that he had in his life? By crying out to Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they told him to be quiet. And then he shouted louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. What did Bartimaeus show that he had in his life? He showed that he had strong faith, and he was putting words to his faith. You may have faith that God can do that miracle in your life. You may have that faith in God, that God can turn that financial situation around. You may have faith in your life that God can heal you of that infirmity. It may be in your heart. You may believe that God is the miracle worker, that Jesus is the miracle worker, and He can give you a miracle. But guess what? You've got to put words to your faith like blind Bartimaeus did. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. How do you put words to your faith? You put words to your faith in prayer to God. God, I know I'm going through a tough time. I'm dealing with a broken relationship. I'm dealing with sickness. I'm dealing with financial problems. I'm dealing with depression. But God, I know that I know deep down on the inside in my knower that You are going to turn it around for me. God, I know that the miracle You promised me personally and in Your word will happen in my life. I will not let it go. You see, Bartimaeus had an adamant faith. You've got to have an adamant faith. You've got to have a strong faith. You've got to have the same type of unshakable faith in the miracle working power of God in your life. And you've got to put words to the faith you have in God, to the faith you have in Jesus Christ. Amen? Son of David, have mercy on me. He was shouting to let everybody know that today was the last day that he would be a victim. You got to start shouting your faith out to God, saying, you know what? God, I know that You're going to turn it around for me. Today is your last day for being a victim. You've got to put it behind you. Today's your breaking out day. Today is your day for adopting the victor's mentality. You are a winner in Jesus Christ. You are an overcomer in Jesus Christ. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And then what did Jesus say in verse 49? Jesus stopped and said, call him. In other words, Jesus was telling the people, don't try to quiet Bartimaeus. Call him to me. Let him come to me. Let him express his faith in me if he wants to. Let him shout his faith in me if he wants to. Don't try to silence Bartimaeus. And friends, I'm here to tell you today, don't let the world try to silence you. Don't let family members try to silence you. Don't let the media try to silence you. Don't let fear try to silence you. Don't let it try to put doubt and fear in your mouth. You hold on to that faith you've got in God. You hold on to it. You shout it out. And you tell God that you know, that you know, that you know deep down on the inside that He is going to do it for you. Amen? Amen. Bartimaeus, what does he do in verse 50? He throws his cloak aside. He jumps to his feet and he comes to Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Jesus expresses and shows his love to Bartimaeus. By a question. What does Jesus say to Bartimaeus? What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Verse 52. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the way. That was his last day of being a victim. Say it with me tonight. Tonight is my last day of being a victim of this negative and bad situation in my life. In Jesus' name, I've got faith in a great God. I just know that I know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that God, that Jesus is going to do this miracle in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read you an illustration about childlike faith. God is looking for childlike faith. It's from the speaker's quote book. Two little girls were counting their pennies. One said, "I have 5 pennies. The other said, "I have 10. "No," said the first little girl, "you have just 5 cents, the same as I have." But the second child quickly replied, "My father said that when he came home tonight, he would give me 5 cents. And so I have 10 cents. The child's faith gave her proof of that which she did not see, and she counted it because it had been promised by her father. Friend, that is childlike faith. Knowing that you have that thing before it's physically in your hands, in your life. That's what faith is. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. To go from being a victim of the bad situation in your life to a victor, to an overcomer, takes what? It takes great faith in a great big God. What is faith? Faith is knowing that you know that you know deep down on the inside of you, in your knower, that God will do it for you beyond the shadow of any doubts. It's not allowing doubt for even a millisecond to enter your mind or your heart. It's just that you know that you know that you know that you know that God is going to do it for you if He's promised He is going to do it for you. Has God promised you a financial miracle? Keep holding on. Don't give up. God will do a financial miracle in your life. Has God promised you wholeness in your body? Don't give up. God is going to bring about that healing and wholeness in your body starting tonight. Has God promised you that He was going to remove that bipolarism, that depression from your life? Don't give up. Don't start doubting. Just know that you know deep down on the inside that God will remove that depression and bipolarism from your life. Is it broken relationship you're trying to reconcile? You've been trying to reconcile it and it seems hopeless. I'm here to tell you tonight, if God told you He's going to reconcile it, don't let go. Just keep believing in God. Don't give up. Have an unshakable faith. Have an adamant faith like Bartimaeus did, and God will do that miracle in your life. Is that good news here tonight? I'm just preaching you the word. Faith is what honors God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. To me, that says that with faith, it is what? It is possible to please God. In other words, the thing that honors God, the thing that Bartimaeus had, is faith. And if you honor God with your faith, you're knowing that you know that you know, you're speaking it to Him, giving it words, He is going to honor you with the miracle you've been believing Him for. Is that good news here tonight? You know, if you got faith on the inside, like I said earlier, don't just bottle it up and leave it on the inside. You've got to express your faith. You've got to put words to your faith. You've got to start speaking those words of faith out to God. God, I just know that you're going to do this in my life. When you're dealing with people throughout the day, fellowshipping with people, just start telling them. Don't start speaking doubt and fear with them. Man, I just can't believe how bad my finances are. Man, I just can't believe how sick my body is. Man, I just can't believe how messed up I am in my emotions. Don't speak that. Start putting words of faith into other people's lives. When you're dealing with other people, don't speak fear and doubt. Speak faith. Shout out your faith like Bartimaeus did. You know, when you meet somebody walking down the streets of Tulsa, when you meet somebody here in the shelter, say, you know what? I've been sick for a while, but you know what? My God is going to remove this sickness from my life. I've been depressed in my emotions, but my God is going to remove this depression from my life. I've been dealing with this broken relationship, but God is going to reconcile this broken relationship in my life. I serve a miracle working God. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means that Jesus never changes. The Jesus who healed blind Bartimaeus over 2,000 years ago is the same Jesus who is with us tonight. Is that good news? The Jesus who healed Bartimaeus over 2,000 years ago is the very same Jesus who wants to heal you tonight. Is the very same Jesus that wants to do that miracle in your life starting tonight. He wants to show you that you can be a victor, you can be an overcomer, you can be a winner, that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Now, how do you build up your faith? How do you build up your faith in God and Jesus? How do you build it up? The Word. Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Say it with me tonight. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what does that say to you? That says to you that you've got to be in this Word of God. Not just once in a blue moon, not just twice a year at Easter and at Christmas. You've got to be in this Word every single day consistently. It is your spiritual food. How many here like to miss breakfast most mornings? Anybody? Not me. It gives you physical energy for the day, right? So if you're not going to miss your physical breakfast, why would you miss your spiritual breakfast? You need to be in this on a consistent basis every single day. And as you're in the Word of God, you're reading the Gospels, you're reading the New Testament, you read the Gospels and see the Jesus who healed, who performed miracles over 2,000 years ago, your faith is built up. You're like, wow, Jesus did this 2,000 years ago. I serve the same Jesus, and Jesus can do it in my life. Is that good news? He never changes. He is always the same. Remember, the thing that God honors is faith. If you've got faith in a great big God, He is going to honor you with the miracle that you need in your life. Enough with the victim lifestyle. Enough with the victim mentality. You are not going to be a victim of bad situations constantly in your life. You can overcome. You can be a winner. You can do it with the strength of God and by faith in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You're not on this earth just to take up space. You're not on this earth just to exist. You're on this earth with a God-given divine destiny and purpose. But if you're living with a victim mentality, feeling so low that you could do a push-up under a penny all the time, you can't go forward with the plan and the purpose that God has got for you. Say it with me tonight in closing. I am a victor, an overcomer in Jesus Christ. Amen.